really feel the speed. Got all the soul he's on here with me. You think I'm evil? Honey, did you wait and see? Yeah, could you spell a hook's name? Capital B-A-D. You know that I carry a handle pistol, honey. Knife and razor, too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, if you think I'm evil, people, yeah, just you wait and see. Cause I say that you spell the hook's name, capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. This 2GM hook is, baby, and I'm a fool for them. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bang!
This is GM Hooker here at dimly lit studio number 13, WJZM and FM, the heart of downtown Havel's Rhythm and Blues Radio, bringing you another GM Hooker show. And tonight we're going to do something a bit different. Yeah, tonight I'm going to call the show Person to Person and feature artists I've known or interviewed over the years. Yeah, personally known in some cases. And that's the case of this beautiful, beautiful piano solo. Do you recognize those strains? Yeah. Those are the fingers and the piano keys of Mr. Van Piano Man Walls, a man that the hook knew personally as a very close friend. Yeah, this particular one is a piano solo, one of Van's biggest hits with Mr. Joe Turner in 1951. This particular solo from August 25th, 1996, Van Piano Man Walls, and playing a solo of his beautiful Chains of Love. Let's listen on. Strange just send the chills right up the hook spine. And as I said before, Van became a very personal friend. I originally met him back in the mid-1980s, about 20 minutes away from the hook's home in Pelham, New Hampshire, where Van used to spend a lot of his summers. And we became close friends, and Van eventually asked the hook if he'd write him some material so he could use it on stage. And the hook did, wrote him about 8-9 songs, some that Van recorded. One of them, his signature song, which we're going to hear here. This is from May 18th, 1990. Van's signature song, written by the hook himself, from the Piano Blues Festival Live, Brooklyn, New York. Van Piano Man Walls. And they call me Piano Man.
One of the world's most special piano players I ever heard and you ever hear. And that ain't just an opinion, that's a fact. And with a hellfire band to back him up, let's give a hand to Mr. Harry Van Walls.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. My name is Mr. Van. They call me the Piano Man. Name is Mr. Van. Call me the Piano Man. Look out, y'all. Gonna raise hell if I can. It was over 30 years ago. I played here in this New York town. Over 30 years ago, played here in this New York town. Old Ruth Brown said, "Don't play them blues so low down." Do the coffee grind when I play the blues on 80. Girl, do the coffee grind, play the blues on 80. Thanks, sis. Man, you play the blues so great.
Yeah, you know, it's funny sometimes how you meet some of your heroes or legends that you listened to when you were a teenager and through the years. And one of them in the early 80s was Mr. Sammy Price. Yeah, Sammy Price and his Bluesicians had been playing for since the 1920s. Great, great blues piano playing, because you know the Hook himself plays piano and really, really loved those piano players. And my friend Dan Kachakian, who was the editor, along with the Hook, of Whiskey Woman Ann magazine back in the 80s, we knew that Sammy Price had been playing at the Copley Plaza Hotel. He'd come in and play long stints there, and we got to know Sammy very well and actually brought him into the recording studio back in the early 1980s. And Sammy said, "Hook, could you write me a few songs to make things different on this particular session?" And, well, this one from June 15th of 1983 in Boston, Massachusetts. This is Sammy Price, vocal and piano. And this is an answer that the Hook wrote for Sammy to a couple of his big, big records in the late 1940s. Boxcar Shorty and Boxcar Shorty's Confession. Yeah, about a man who committed a murder and was sent up for 30 years. Sammy Price, and this is Boxcar Shorty's Return.
I saw Boxcar Shorty after he got out of jail. Saw Boxcar Shorty after he got out of jail. The judge turned him loose, 'cause he was too old and frail. remember Boxcar Shorty when he murdered Peter Blue. Remember Boxcar Shorty when he murdered Peter Blue. Now he's out and he don't know what to do.
And remember that you are listening here to G.M. Hooker's Person to Person. Here on the G.M. Hooker Show, your artists that the Hook has personally known or interviewed over the years. And one of the ones that I have known over the years, yeah, Teddy Scott and his G-Cliffs. And this on Pilgrim Records from November of 1956. And one of the ones the Hook remembers dancing to as a teenager, little thing called 'Cause You're Mine. Let's have some doo-wop.
Whip, whip, my love you so. Whip, whip, my love you so.
'Cause you're mine.
'Cause you're mine.
Mine, mine.
Well, I really miss you, baby. So. I miss you so.
Whip, whip,
I spend all night, I cry for you.
So.
Want you to know you're whip, for me.
For you. My love is true.
'Cause you're mine.
'Cause you're mine.
Mine, mine.
Well, I really lost my
love you so.
And you know why?
Whip, whip,
that's every day I left you.
My love you so.
All day I cried, you're for me. For you.
My love is true.
'Cause you're mine.
'Cause you're mine.
Mine, mine.
You're for me.
Because I love you so.
Well, I really lost my head. And you know why?
Every
day I left you, baby. All day I cry, you're for me.
For you.
My
Cause you're mine.
Cause you're mine.
Mine.
You're real good.
Cause you're mine.
Mine.
You're all mine.
Cause you're mine.
Mine.
Cause you're mine.
Northeast, that was Fortune Records from January of 1957, and that was Mr. Joe Weaver, a man that the Hook had the privilege to interview way back in the late 1970s and did a big article for him for our Whiskey Women and magazine. Yeah, that was Joe Weaver and the Don Juans, and a record that the Hook really loves, a little thing called Baby Child. And yeah, now the Hook's going to go on to another guy that he's met many, many times, actually played piano for this man at a party for Doc Palmas back in the early 1980s. And I'm talking about, of course, Mr. Big Joe Turner. Yeah, from November of 1953. And Hook really, really loves this song. Little thing called Oak Shimoke Shipop. Mr. Big Joe Turner. Pop.
not look just right.
Play a Joe Turner record without thinking back to that party where the Hook played for Mr. Joe Turner. And yeah, it was a birthday party for one Mr. Doc Palmas. And of course, that was Mr. Doc Palmas and Work Little Carrie. July of 1954, a very, very rare record on the After Hours label. Yeah, Doc Palmas, not only a good friend, but a fellow editor in the magazine Whiskey, Women, and yeah, and now we're gonna go to another one. Yeah, who doesn't know this guy? Yeah, Hookers. Never met him in person, but communicated many times through the mail with him. Mr. Jimmy McGowan, the Four Fellows, the Glory Label, January 1956, and Fallen Angel.
You were an angel, but angels can fall. You made a mistake, but don't we all fallen angel, fallen angel. I've fallen in love with you. Let people tell me I'd better beware. They say I'm a fool, but I don't care.
Fallen angel,
fallen angel, I've fallen in love with you. What if you are imperfect? So what if you were once unwise? They say that you're not an angel, but I see heaven shining in your eyes. As long as you love me and just hold me fast, I'll think of the future and not of the past.
Fallen angel,
fallen angel, I've fallen in love with you. What if you are imperfect? What if you were once unwise? They say that you're not an angel, but I see heaven shining in your eyes. As long as you love me and just hold me fast, I'll think of the future and not of the past.
Fallen angel,
fallen angel, I've fallen in love.
Piano strains of Mr. Lloyd Glenn and his combo, February 1952, on the Swing Time label. Yeah, and a man that the Hook really loved, great, great West Coast piano player. Hook had the chance to meet him many, many years ago. Great, great personality. And we carried on a correspondence for a long time. Still remember that great flamboyant handwriting of now the late great Mr. Lloyd Glenn. Yeah, here on the GM Hooker Show, WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Havel's Rhythm and Blues Radio, tonight presenting Person to Person. Yeah, those particular artists that the Hook had special contact with, either interviewing or became personal friends with, or contact in some way. Like this man, Mr. Lloyd Glenn. Yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in just a short time. Stay tuned.
belly full of gin.
And by way of New Orleans, welcome back to part two of your GM Hooker Show here in WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. And tonight, we are featuring person-to-person artists that the Hookers known personally or interviewed or corresponded with. Yeah, and that one right there. Yeah, Mr. Roy Ballhead Bird. Yeah, in this case, recording as Professor Longhair, the Atlantic label. Yeah, from February 1954, and his great version of Tipitina. Yeah, the hook running into Mr. Professor Long here at a club. Oh, many, many years ago in Boston. The man backstage, very, very humble, very, very quiet, very, very laid back. Talked with him for a long time, shook both his hands, so some of that artistry had come up in the hook's piano fingers. And when he got on stage, Professor Long here, he just was cranked up. You never knew he was the same man. He was electrifying. Yeah, a little Tipitina. And now, well, here's another one that the hook ran into in a club. Yeah, in Cambridge. This was back about 25, 30 years ago. This is Mr. Clarence Gapemouth Brown. Hook waiting for one of the acts to come on. Noticed this man sitting in the booth and recognized him as Clarence Gapemouth Brown. Sat down, asked if he minded if I sat there and talked. He said, no, you want something to eat? And he ordered us up a couple of plates of red beans and rice. And I sat and talked with him for about an hour and a half before he went on. And I asked him about a story had to do with Peacock Records that I had heard from David James Mattis, the very, very famous owner of Peacock Records. Mr. Don Roby was known as an intimidator. And I said, is this story true that he used to take out a gun and put it on the desk in front of him when he wanted someone to go his way or to sign a contract? And Gate laughed, and he said, yeah, that is true. And I said, well, if that's true, how'd you stay with that man for so long and recruit for that label? He said, I'll tell you a story. First day I walked into Don Roby, I'd heard about that. He said, and Don Roby did the same thing. He put the gun on the table and looked me straight in the eye, and I reached in my pants pocket and pulled out my gun, and my gun was larger. Yeah, here's Mr. Clarence Gapemouth Brown. I always remember that great story. Clarence Gapemouth Brown and one of his classics from June of 1954, the Peacock label, and the Okie Dokie Stomp. Thank you.
pretty baby, I just called to say that we were through, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. I want to meet you in the sunlight, not in a secret rendezvous, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. Well, you never be mine. I was just too blind. I've got my pride, so why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you. You know I love you. I wanna tell the world I do, because I'm so my pride, so why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you. You know I love you. I want to tell the world I do, because
although not his usual style, it's very hard to have missed those opening guitar licks and that great, great blues voice. The voice of Mr. B.B. King. Yeah, on the RPM label from January 1955, accompanied by a group known only as the Kingsmen, and sneaking around. And yeah, the Hook has met and interviewed and talked with Mr. B.B. King on several occasions. One time in his dressing room for about 45 minutes when he gave me an exclusive interview for the Whiskey Woman Ann magazine on his own label in the late 50s known as the Blues Boy Kingdom, the BBK label. Yeah, Mr. B.B. King, here on Person to Person. Yeah, rhythm and blues artist that the Hook has personally known, interviewed, had correspondence with. Yeah. Like the next one, one of the Hook's musical heroes, you might say, as he was growing up as a teenager. This is Mr. Johnny Otis and his orchestra, and a vocal on this particular record by Mr. Lem Talley and Darby Hicks, the Excelsior label, from December of 1949. It's called the Courtroom Blues, and the Hook remembers very explicitly when he talked about this record with Johnny Otis, having met Johnny on several occasions, but this time asking Johnny, "I know who Lem Talley is, but who was Darby Hicks on that record back in 1949? And Johnny laughed and he said, "Darby Hicks, that was me." He said, "Darby Hicks was nothing more than a pseudonym that was used by many musicians in jest any time that they wanted to record a moonlight. Darby Hicks was one of the names that they used to record under. So if you ever see that Darby Hicks and his orchestra, it could be Johnny, could be anybody else. Anyhow, this is the record I was talking about. One of the great, great driving rhythm and blues records. The Courtroom Blues.
Courtroom Blues! Judge is evil this morning. I ain't giving out nothing for you. I don't want to hear no squawking. I don't want to see no tears. What's the first case?
Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. I got a ticket this morning for speeding through Hollywood. Now I was cruising down Sunset about a 9:30. The light turned red, but I didn't see the sign. Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Let me go this time, I promise to be good.
I've been looking at your record, you're the mess. Say, how you pass your driver's test? You sit here crying and singing the blues. Believe I'll lock you up before you blow your fuse.
But Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Let me go this time, I promise to be good.
Oh no, it ain't gonna be like that. It's the time it is fun. Got four counts against you for drinking green wine. You're round here begging for liberty. I ought to put you in jail and throw away the key.
No, Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. If you let me go, I promise to be good.
I sentenced you to 5 years.
No, Judge, I can't do no 5 years.
Do a year and a day, then.
No, Judge, don't give me no year and a day.
Forget the year, just do the day.
But, Judge, I just can't do no day.
Oh, case dismissed.
Thank you.
Why should I feel this terrain? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely? And long for heaven and home. When Jesus is my captain, my constant friend is He. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches.
I sing,
because
I'm happy.
I sing, because
I'm
free. And I know he'll watch after me.
Now, I don't know about you, but every time the hook hears that record, and he's heard it many, many, many times, the little hairs just stand up on the back of the old hook's neck. And I'll tell you, there ain't many hairs left on the hook's head to stand up. Just the little ones on the back of his head. Yeah, that's Mr. Lander Coleman and the great Coleman brothers. That, from November of 1944, actually their very, very first recording for Decca Records, and the greatest eye is on the sparrow. And yeah, the hook interviewed Mr. Lander Coleman when he was doing an article on Lander Coleman's niece, Miss Cynthia Ann Coleman, better known as Ann Cole. And a better gentleman you would never find anywhere. Mr. Lander Coleman and the Coleman brothers. Yeah, and the next record, well, the hook really has a story on this one. Back in the late 1960s, actually throughout the 1960s, Hooksy used to go down on Route 1 to a little place called Lenny's on the Pike. Used to have some of the great jazz and blues people go in there. And it was a very intimate nightclub. Probably sat about 100 people if it did that. And you were right there next to all the artists. And you could actually mingle and talk with them. And Lenny had brought in the Muddy Waters combo one night. And it was a Tuesday night. It was raining. And there were very, very few, maybe about 30 people in the club. And after each set, the hook would go up. And he'd talk with Muddy. And Muddy was very, very accommodating. And after one of the sets, the hook happened to explain to Muddy that back in the 1950s, he had, while being down in Washington, D.C., came across Muddy Waters' very, very first 78 record that was recorded for the Library of Congress, LC number 1, as McKinley Morganfield, which was Muddy's real name before he became famous as Muddy Waters. It was recorded by Mr. Alan Lomax and John Work in 1941, at Stovall, Mississippi, the Stovall plantation where Muddy was working. And acoustic blues that at the time really even didn't have a name, was just called simply country blues. And the other side was known as I Be's Troubled. And I asked Muddy, do you ever, ever do these old acoustic recordings on stage? And he said, no, not usually. And well, we went back to the next set. And I was astounded because Muddy brought a chair, sat it down in the middle of the stage, right in front of me, this little 3-foot stage. And he had an acoustic guitar, and he turned around to his combo and he said, I'm going to do a couple of numbers by myself. And he put on the slide, and he went into a tremendous version of country blues, the exact same thing that he had recorded back in 1941, and it was like a time capsule. And here we have it for you. Hopefully WJZ and GM Hooker can recreate that time capsule. This is McKinley Morganfield, a.k.a. Muddy Waters, and Library of Congress. There are only a few copies of this very, very rare record left today. This is Muddy Waters in Country Blues.
I get laid over in the evening towel, I feel like blowing my home. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Late over in the evening, rain, man, I feel like blowing my heart. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks said it was easy. Oh, blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, that's it. What is it? What is it? Well, that's a merest old feeling, honey, now. Well, girl, I most ever had. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brook running to the ocean, child. Ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, girl, you're gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seems like hour and hour, seems like days, seems like my baby would stop her. Oh, Lord, I'm ready. But it seems like I was child, and I was things like this. Yeah, seems like my woman now. Ooh, well, gosh, she might stop a low down way. Well, that's that thing, man. The blind. I feel mistreated, girl, you know now. I don't mind living in morning. If I had a not rightly blind. Yeah, been mistreated, baby, now. Baby, and I don't mind dying.
Yeah, and reminding you that you are listening to GM Hooker's Person to Person. Yeah, rhythm and blues artists that the Hook has known personally or interviewed or held correspondence with. And one of the most famous and one of the Hook's favorites was Mr. Amos Milburn. And I hope you'll indulge the Hook for one more story. Yeah, back in 1979, the Hook wanted to do a definitive article on Amos Milburn. Amos had suffered several strokes and had lost the use of his left hand, so he could no longer boogie that piano. Still could play right, could no longer boogie with his left hand. And Amos was kind of leery to be interviewed by anybody, and so the Hook had to go through, believe it or not, Miss Evelyn Johnson, who was originally the secretary of Mr. Don Roby of Peacock Records. And he was living in a veterans project in Houston, Texas, and the Hook contacted him by phone. And over 2 days, he held a tremendous interview session with Mr. Amos Milburn, a man that I never met in person, but felt like I've known all my life. Because after talking with him for about 5 minutes, Amos and I really struck up a bond on the phone as if we'd been friends for a long, long time. And we were talking about all sorts of things in rhythm and blues. And Amos said, you know, when did you first start buying records by me? And I said, well, back in the mid-50s. I said, but one of the earliest records I happened to find in a sale, it was on the Aladdin Jazz series. I said, it was a thing called Money Hustling Woman. And I said, it's always been one of my favorites. And right there, Amos stopped, and he started singing the song to me over the phone, something he had done some 30-plus years before. And I'll always remember that. It brings those chills right up and down the Hook spine. Anyhow, here it is right now. Yeah, this particular record from August of 1947. This is Amos Milburn and his piano, No Chicken Shackers at this time, and Money Hustlin' Woman.
Did you ever have a woman who when payday rolls around hug you and she kiss you till your love comes tumbling down? You better watch that woman. She's as slick as she can be. She'll love you tonight and tomorrow night. It's true. She'll love you in the morning, love you late at night. And when she gets your money, she'll say, "That is everything all right." But you feel so good, you think you have the world and all charm. But you just wait till tomorrow night, she'll be in someone else's arms. Thank you. really put my heart and soul at ease. She's a money-hustling woman, looking for all suckers like you. Alcatraz can't hold her, 'cause she's as slick as she can be.
In the background on the Supreme label from December of 1948 is Big Jim Wynn and his orchestra and a little Blow Wind Blow. Yeah, Hook interviewing Big Jim Wynn when he was a member of the Johnny Otis Orchestra back in the mid-1970s. Yeah, great rhythm and blues. Yeah, this is GM Hooky and 2-in-1 Hooker, baby. Remember, there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and baby, you know, I'm still both of them. Two of me for all of you. Yeah, tonight we are representing person to person, artists that the Hook has known, personally interviewed, or has been in contact with. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this version of the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, until next time, this is GM Hooker saying bye-bye. Bye-bye.